There were so many things that we could have talked about today. From the Acts of the Apostles, we heard that passage, right? That it was at Antioch they were first called Christians. And you know that I've said many times, maybe that was not a good thing, that they were called Christians. Because what were they called before that? People of the way of Jesus Christ. You see, in other words, you hear so many people say, well, I'm a Christian, and they're engaging in all kinds of terrible conduct. You know, they say, well, a Christian, if you ask many people, what is a Christian? They say, somebody who believes in Christ. Well, find in other places in Scripture that even Satan believed in Christ. Because many, often, when Jesus would be about to cast evil spirits out of somebody, what would the evil spirit say? What have you to do with us, Son of David? The title for the Messiah. It's the following of Jesus Christ that makes us one of His. Also, we saw in the epistle, in the gospel reading, the reaper and the sower shall rejoice together. You heard me say that over and over again this past February, right? When we went to the fair. We went there to be witnesses to Christ and witnesses to the true faith of Orthodoxy. And if people came to us and said, well, I'm Serbian Orthodox. They all love to have those ethnic terms. Serbian Orthodox. What would we say to them? Okay, here's St. Sava's. Here's the address. Okay, well, I'm Greek Orthodox. No problem. Where do you live? Okay, I live over here. And we would send them to those churches. See? Because the sower and the reaper rejoice together. Priest called me recently and said, listen, Father, we're getting ready in my parish to go to some kind of a thing. They were a festival-like thing, and they were going to be there. He said, I know you went to the fair, so let me ask you, how many people did you add to the church? I said, Father, if you go there with that idea, it's not going to work. You go in there for the wrong idea. Because somebody's going to come up to you, and they're going to say, well, I'm Serbian Orthodox. And you're going to lose interest because you know they're not coming to your church. Or you're going to... You won't be as keen to send them to the Serbs. The sower and the reaper rejoice together. I said, go there and witness to the Orthodoxy and witness to Jesus Christ and let the Spirit do as He wills. But what I thought we would in fact look at briefly, since we're having the parish meeting, and the purpose of our parish meeting is to see where we're going to go next. Bring it to the next level with a conciliary method of governance here, as Metropolitan Jonah has talked about. I said to a priest this week, I said, well, I have a parish meeting Sunday. He said, oh, I'll pray for you. I said, Father, they're not that bad. I said, we have a good time. I said, we rejoice because we come together. And it made me think that, you know, sometimes maybe we don't remember why we're a parish or what we're supposed to be doing. We look at Ephesians, Paul writing in his second chapter. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. You are being built together. People say, well, I don't need to go to church. I pray at home. Wow, is that demonstrative of a lack of understanding of church. As we all know, in fact, the liturgy doesn't end here with the kissing of the cross. If we think that the liturgy ends with the kissing of the cross, again, we're greatly mistaken. The liturgy then continues in the next room, in the social hall, with the coming together of the people of God, now to socialize and interact with each other. Having first interacted, if you would, right, in prayer and in communion with God, they now interact with each other. That's a parish. And I know that none of you, nobody leaves after liturgy, right? Maybe we feed you too well. I don't know. But it's like next Sunday, right? We're going to have a thanksgiving during the liturgy for all the blessings given to some of the parishioners here. For James, who is graduating from college as we speak, right? So that's why Jeremy and Sarah and Andrew are here. We're going to celebrate Colonel Julie's promotion. We're going to celebrate the graduation of Rochelle and the anticipated graduation, hiding back there, of Sean. We going to make it, Sean? Those four things. Why? Because as a family of believers coming fitted together, right? We come together to celebrate those things. Let's look at Paul, at the writing, the letter to the Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Let us consider, meaning let us be aware, let us think about each other, right? Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Not forsaking the assembly of others together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another. We are to exhort each other to do good, to love. So you see all the things that the person would miss if they weren't here, let alone the ability to commune with Jesus Christ with his true body and blood in the Eucharist. Let's look at the letter to the Romans, very first chapter. Paul writes this. I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Encouraged together by the mutual faith. It's another reason we come together with like believers. And in our modern society, it's imperative that we come together with like believers, because much of the society is not believers as we are. We live in a nation that has slaughtered over 50 million of its own children in the womb. A nation in which truthfulness is an elusive commodity, etc., etc., etc. Where greed and materialism has become the god. So we come together with like believers and say, well, at least these folks here believe like I do. I'm not all alone in this. I guess I'm not crazy. Or if I am, there's some other crazy people there. We all come together on Sunday. He says, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and of me. It's the greatest encouragement I have as the priest is to be with you to see your faith, and your faith gives me encouragement. Let's look now at the author to of the letter of the Hebrews, writing in the third chapter. It says, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. And exhort one another daily, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Exhort one another daily. And another place where Paul admonishes the people who are not coming to the services regularly. So we see then the scripture filled with the admonition that is the coming together that's going to give us mutual support and encouragement. We're not meant to walk this road alone. Your joy is our joy, every one of us, and your sorrow is our sorrow. The greatest things in life, be they of joy or sorrow, are done right here. We baptize the children and the converts. We marry and we bury. Because we come together for those highlights, those most important moments. And for the priest is added, it's here that we, by the holy gift of the Holy Spirit, are ordained to the service of God. The Lord himself said in Luke's Gospel, 22nd chapter, he says, he's praying the priestly prayer, and he says, "But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me," he's speaking to Peter, start over, he's speaking to Peter. And he says to Peter, "I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me," because he had predicted he's going to turn away, "when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." That's why we have the Orthodox Clergy Brotherhood here in Tampa Bay. It's a chance for us to come together, the priest, and we strengthen each other. Sometimes by hearing, even strengthened by the fact that we don't have the problems the other guy does. Okay? They all say to me, you know, "Father, you have it better than anyone else because there's nobody before you." And so there's nobody, you know, the only other parishioner saying, "Well, Father so-and-so didn't do it like that." I said, "I know, I'm going to be the one they talk about." "Father Joseph wouldn't have done that." Okay? But we talk about those things, and by that we bolster each other, okay, in the priesthood. So that's the purpose of coming together after the liturgy and during the liturgy, to pray with each other, to see each other praying, and then to come together to interact with each other at the social. And now today we're going to take it to the third level where we interact at the parish meeting. One that's not going to be taken up with talking about finances and all the rest of that stuff, but rather where we're going to talk about where are we going to go. What's the next level? What do you think we should do? All wisdom's not in me. Right? So I look forward to the meeting with you. I hope you look forward to it also. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.